Now, here's another example of how I am openly telling you embarrassing things about my life on this show.
This is our life. That's the story of our life, is embarrassing stuff on this show.
Yeah. Okay. So I would like to tell you something that happened to me yesterday that honestly initially made me feel mortified and then brought me so much endless joy as I awaited replies. Okay. So I re-downloaded Bumble on Saturday, yes. Okay? And I hadn't used Bumble in ages. And if you are someone who uses dating apps and when you log back onto an app or you download an app again and start again, Jesus, you'd be absolutely in the throes of matches for the first 24 to 48 hours. It's just how it goes. My point is, I'm not saying this from a cocky way.
Yeah.
It's just, it gives you a false sense of you're going to meet someone straight away because you're new on the app and maybe your profile shows up a little bit more.
Yeah, they boost you, don't they?
They seem to do that, yeah. So I downloaded it on Saturday and yesterday afternoon I was catching up with my phone and I had about 9 matches, okay?
Wow.
And the dynamics of Bumble, if you don't know, is that the girl has to message first, and then if the person that they've matched with doesn't reply within 24 hours, then it expires and it's gone and it's over.
That's why I hate Bumble. I remember I matched this unreal girl before months and months and months ago, and I was like, message me, just message me. And I was watching it because they have a little timer and the timer just goes down and down and down. But then it's like, you can extend this. And I was like, okay, better believe I'm extending it. And I extended, still no message. I was like, what was the point of that?
The extend costs you a few bob though, doesn't it?
I did, only you could do it once for free.
Okay. So then, for example, if the girl messaged you within 24 hours and say the guy replies, then again, there's so many opportunities for this match to not be able to proceed. So my point being, the effort that the girl, in my case, would make for the first message would have very little effort.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
You might not get a reply. Why would you waste your time trying to make a personal, like, your poor little thumb will have arthritis.
It's trying to get a feeling as to why you're single. Why put in any effort at all?
But like, for that first message,
I get what you mean.
A hi, how are you will do the finest. So there I was yesterday, proud as punch with my 9 matches, about to get cracking, right?
9 matches. You've been on it since Saturday. I've been on the apps 2 weeks. I think I got 2 matches.
So the first guy I was replying to was a guy by the name of Joe.
Okay.
So I wrote, hey Joe, how's your weekend going? Lovely.
Very nice.
I was half distracted chatting to my housemate. I copied that message.
Oh no.
And I forgot to change the first name of every individual man that I had matched with. So instead of what I would normally copy, hey, how's your weekend going? I copied and pasted, hey Joe, how's your weekend going? To Aaron, Kevin, Finley, Carl, James, Dylan, Luke and Shane.
I'm already thinking about comebacks. I'm already trying to save you.
Oh, Jesus.
And then they go, who's Joe? And you go, Joe Mama.
Yes. So, will I read you through the replies I received?
Begging you
to
please.
Which brought me ultimate joy and tears of laughter yesterday.
This is amazing.
I wrote to Aaron, hey Joe, how's your weekend going? Aaron replies 2 hours later with 17 question marks. I write to Kevin, hey Joe, how's your weekend going? Kevin says, great, thanks. That's a first, Jane.
Very good.
You have a beautiful smile, Jane. I bet your dentist loves you. Okay, so we know Kevin isn't that angry because he's still throwing a little compliment, okay?
He's happy yet.
Finley, hey Joe, how's your weekend going? Bad start, Emmett.
That's good. I like that. I like Finley.
Carl, hey Joe, how's your weekend going? Hey Gemma, Specsavers question mark?
This is unbelievable.
James wasn't having it. Hey Joe, how's your weekend going? I don't appreciate being called the wrong name.
Wow.
Unmatched.
James is zero crack. Wow.
Zero crack.
Also, I'm thinking, this is a really good opening message. Get their name wrong.
Hey Joe.
Yeah.
It's honestly...
I'm going to imagine a girl and be like, hey Joe, how are you?
Dylan, hey Joe, how's your weekend going? Reply, I've been called worse. I love Luke as well. Hey Joe, how's your weekend going? Emily's on the prowl.
Lads are so funny.
And this is my favourite. Honestly, I might marry this man. Shane. Hey, Joe. How's your weekend going? Oh, no. has he put my name in as Joe again? I've contacted them about this several times. They promised they'd do something. Hey, Eileen, two wave emojis.
I love that. I love that. So what did Joe say?
I still haven't heard back from that,
for feck's sake.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.